Without any further ado, let's welcome back to the program Charlie Kirk. Charlie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me. Good to be talking to you this morning.
So we were just talking with our listeners a little bit about so far in the Republican National Convention, you just sort of take all of the stories we're hearing collectively, and that's what I consider it, a bunch of stories, really, that sort of fit in different pieces of the puzzle. Contrast that with the, you know, Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad, broken record of the Bidenite, and folks are feeling a little momentum. They're feeling a little bit of a shift in this race. Do you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, just the latest polling shows that President Trump tied in Minnesota and up 1 point in Wisconsin. And that's according to the Trafalgar Group, which got the 2016 race more accurate than any other polling firm back just 4 years ago. So I feel a lot of momentum. I think the Republican convention is far better than the Democrat convention, which just felt like a series of kind of poorly edited Zoom calls. I love the unified stage at the Republican convention. I think some of these speakers have been totally phenomenal, viral sensations, really. I think that Mike Pence, Vice President Mike Pence's speech last night was terrific. The staging of exactly at Fort McHenry, where our Star Spangled Banner is written. And so then I think tonight the President of the United States, which I will be at the speech, on the White House lawn when he accepts the Republican nomination officially tonight. So I feel a lot of momentum. I feel trends are really going in the president's direction. It's obviously not over yet, but right now Joe Biden is underperforming Hillary Clinton at the very same moment of the race 4 years ago.
Do you really think Biden is going to stay in the basement for the duration here? They don't seem to be giving any indication that this, you know, we'll all they say is we're following science, following doctor's orders, but they never really give any indication that, you know, soon, yep, we'll be out. They, almost as though they're sort of enjoying this. Do you think? I just can't imagine you win from a basement.
Well, things are starting to change very quickly. I mean, over the summer, it might have been a good strategy to keep Biden sheltered in place, but the polls are going upside down. Joe Biden is not trending well at all. He's trending down, and Donald Trump is trending up. And Trump is going to be traveling on Friday, the day after the convention. Trump's going to get back out to New Hampshire. He's going to be traveling this weekend. He's going to travel all next week. And that's going to be a really hard contrast for the president, Joe Biden, to try to overcome, and a really good contrast for President Trump, which is, I'm willing to go and face this thing head on. We're going to be safe about it. You know, we're going to be traveling. We're going to be doing, you know, things that really, you know, help build the base, help build our constituency. And I think that is something that Joe Biden's going to have a lot of difficulty dealing with.
Your story is a pretty amazing one, and you talk about it on occasion. I don't know how many of our audiences have heard you talk about it, but just tell us a little bit about how you came to be so passionate about getting to college campuses and informing people of, you know, what they need to know about candidates and issues and paying attention to this stuff and taking on the bias that sometimes comes from the professors and others. Tell us your story.
So I started Turning Point when I was 18 years old. It's funny, 8 years ago I was trying to break into a Republican convention. Break into being a loose term. I was trying to sneak into back 8 years ago in Tampa, Florida, and then 8 years later I'm kicking off the 2020 Republican National Convention. Only in America is that possible. I run an organization, Turning Point USA, also run our political vehicle, Turning Point Action, which runs Students for Trump. We're on over 2,000 high school and college campuses across the country, educating students around the values of free enterprise, liberty, the Constitution, American exceptionalism. You know, we are growing very quickly. It's an incredible journey that I've been on and that we have been on. And only in America could a 26-year-old who didn't go to college get to know a president of the United States and open up his convention to get him reelected. Pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, you and I are alike that way. We didn't go to college because we had a mission. In my case, the Jimmy Carter economy had so shellacked my dad's business that he said, look, kid, I can't afford for you to go to college, number one. And number two, you got to go down to this division and sell like heck or we're going to lose this. And literally threw me the keys and said, go to it, start selling in this town up and down streets right out of high school. Now, that was a mission to help save the family business. In your case, you said it's more important to go out there and take on what's on campuses. I'm not going to go pay money to be indoctrinated, right? I mean, so you did it for the right reasons.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it ended up being the right decision. And a lot of people, especially in this era that we're in, believe if you don't go to college, your life is going to spell doom and gloom. And that's just not the case. In fact, I think it's almost the opposite. I think if you go to college, you're going to have endless amounts of debt, an endless amount of bad ideas, and you're not going to be properly motivated or trained, I think, to enter, you know, enter the economy to make a sustainable and stable life. So, you know, it's one of those things where it is what you make of it. College is for some people, it's not for everybody, but it's been a great experience. It really has. Just being able to travel the country, going to all 50 states. I've been traveling a lot the last 60 days, speaking and doing all sorts of different things to help move the dial. And, again, a phenomenal honor to be able to support the president and help get young people to understand the threat that Joe Biden is to their future and their livelihood, and also how President Trump is fighting and delivering results for our generation.
How do you feel your mission has impacted college campuses? If you look at when you started versus now, how are we doing amongst, you know, exposing the bias, number one, that's all too prevalent in the institution of higher education, but most importantly, you know, getting kids to think a little bit differently?
Yeah, I mean, we're doing well. We have a lot of landmarks and achievements we've been able to point to, but we still have a lot of work left to do. And a lot of it is just because parents keep sending their kids to these universities endlessly, where they can learn how awful America is and get into debt while that happens. And look, we're seeing kind of the fraud of higher education be exposed right now, where many universities are not adjusting their tuition at all when all you get is a Zoom call in return. And you're seeing that happen at some of the quote-unquote most elite institutions across the country, where they've canceled classes altogether this semester, and that students are getting nothing but, you know, just a Skype or a WebEx meeting. And so, look, we're doing very well at Turning Point, 2,000 campuses. We have tens of thousands of students that attend our events. We reach tens of millions of people with our digital social media content every single week. And so we've done a lot, but I will be the first to admit we got a lot of work left to do.
You have had a front row seat for the Trump administration. And because of your work with Turning Point USA and the support the president obviously has for the organization, the connection you have with the family, tell our audience about a Donald Trump that they don't see on TV, that they don't, you know, hear about, talked about on CNN or MSNBC, but one you see up close and personal.
Look, President Trump's a friend of mine, and he is always very direct. Every time I speak to him, every time I speak to him on the phone or in person, he always ends the conversation with, "So how can I help you? What's going on? What don't I know that you know?" So I want to reemphasize this point. I'm 26 years old. I didn't go to college. I do hear and see a lot. I run a very successful podcast. I kind of have a finger on the pulse. But unlike most people in politics, President Trump is always asking me what I am seeing, what he might be missing. That's pretty awesome. And that's something that I think is, you know, not done enough, is that he has the, yes, I'm going to say this word, humility to just ask me. He's like, "Hey, so what's going on? What can I learn from you?" And that's something I don't think always shines through in how the activist media portrays our president.
Our governor, Doug Burgum in North Dakota, formerly was in the top leadership of Microsoft, sold his company. Microsoft went in as a leader. So, you know, there's one thing you do in Microsoft's a lot of meetings, right? And he has said that having been in zillions of meetings over the years, he's never seen anybody conduct themselves the way Donald Trump does, where he can come into a meeting, ask all the right probing questions, get all the information, and then make a decision. Is it unbelievable? I mean, I don't think we understand the level of business acumen.
There's a brilliance to that.
There is. There has to be, right? I mean, there is. It's you know, I asked Don Jr. one time, I said, "Does your dad sleep?" And he said, "Well, 4 hours, you know, not uncommon that he'd get three." I mean, that in and of itself is incredible. I mean, just an incredible amount of drive. So it's great to see you with a front row seat there. Keep up the great work, Charlie, and we'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Charlie Kirk, founder, president, Turning Point USA.